You look at the tape. Were there plays that could have, should have been made?
No question. We made some mistakes, and I think every game you're looking for improvement. Guys have to continue. Coaches have to continue to get better, defend better. And I think each time we go out, we're going to make improvement. At the same time, it is Drew Brees on the road, and he makes great decisions, and he's really good. And we have to you have to match that really good with even better to shut a guy like that out.
I know one of your big things on defense is don't get deep.
No deep balls.
and obviously that right. You can't get much deeper than that. Is that a play with Sean where you just, I mean, obviously didn't get a hand on a guy,
right,
and you just
Well, it comes back to our philosophy. You know, you wonder why we're preaching it, we're talking it, we're coaching it, no deep balls, and you rely on your technique. And if you just sit down and dissect that play, you know, there were a few things that can obviously be done better by the coaching staff and as well as the player. And I think that as we go through it and we coach it up hard, we got to make sure that those plays don't happen. You know, those are not good plays at all. We have to eliminate, you know, the stuff that we know we can play. If they want to get us on something, get us on something that's outrageous, not the stuff that we know in our philosophy.
A lot of teams might have been hesitant to bench a guy who comes in with everything, you know what I mean, with all the
right.
hype that he did.
Right.
What does that, as a guy who's a former player,
right.
you see a team make that move first game no matter what do you think that sends to, and I know you guys weren't doing it to send a message.
Right.
I'm
not sure what it sends. I just know that he was having a bad day, and we all have bad days as players. And it's time to reset the button, and now it's a new game. And as you know, the player, the position at corner, you have to have a really short memory. You know, you learn from it. It's over. You win some days, and you learn on other days. And I'm sure he's learned a lot, and now it's on to the next game.
What do you like about what you've seen out of Keith McGill that allowed him to make that start? And what do you like out of him?
Well, Keith is doing a really good job. He's really studying. He's really competing. He's really taken to this new position. He's long. He's fast. He's strong. All the things. He's very athletic, and he's making plays.
He seems like a guy who's built to be a more physical player than
right.
we saw at cornerback.
Absolutely.
Do you think moving him to safety will enable you guys to kind of take advantage of that a little bit more?
Well, that's the plan. He needs to continue to grow, continue to be more physical, and shut down tight ends. Show his body up in the front, and be a physical, strong, fast player like we expect of him.
You know, teams are going to focus so much attention on Khalil and probably Bruce as well. Do you need to see more out of those interior guys? Add more pass rush from them.
The whole group. I think the D line knows and defenses know that everything starts up front, and they work their tails off. Bruce had a good game last week, and Khalil, you know, he's very capable, and the young guys coming up have really shown up. We like our group, and I think, again, it's about improvement, being obsessed with improvement, and I think that game two will certainly be an improvement from game one.
It's going to be like going up against Dan Quinn.
Exciting. Dan and I spent a lot of late nights, drawing up defenses and learning defenses and learning this game together, and be real good to a good challenge to go against him.
Who?
Over
there, Jihad.
Oh, Jihad.
And yet he's still obviously getting reps
yes.
inside. What are you seeing from him since he's had to kind of take on more?
Jihad has been amazing. Big, strong, fast, runs really well. He's probably the most young player with the most enthusiasm, and is very contagious. He's like a mold of clay, just molding. And every time he goes out, he gets better and better. So we're really, really pleased with his growth. Just keep competing, continue to grow, continue to develop. This is a developmental staff, and we're just relentless about developing our players, the fundamentals, and the blocking, tackling, being really smart, playing really fast, being really consistent with that. So just competing every day.
The fact that he didn't get any defense pass, is that more the fact that the injury that kind of set him back to not being involved in the offseason?
Yeah, just a combination of things. But again, it's about competing. And Carl does a great job of coming out every day and competing.
Coach, it's good to see Bruce get to the quarterback. But what I noticed was when it comes to the sidelines, talking to the guys, he's talking to the guys on offense. That leadership about him, is that a maturity you've seen in Bruce?
Oh, my goodness. Bruce has come a long way. Just watching him grow, like I talked about, developing. you know, grown into a mature man, a mature player and leader, and then coming out of himself and helping others, understand it's about the team doing well, and seeing how he's really grown in that aspect to try to touch others. It's just a wonderful thing to watch.